Nigella, there was a PR moment about a photo of the four of you, chefs and yourself, from the Taste. And there was an issue about your tummy being airbrushed out of this big billboard. Tell us the story.
No. It wasn't really. It's just that it's the habit, I suppose, in promotional materials, particularly in America, where there's a very idealized form of what one should be. You know, young, blonde, thin are the three words that come up in my head, none of which I am. And I said very strictly, because I could see them wincing when they saw my tummy bulging out of my dress. When I say bulging, I don't mean huge. I just mean you could see the roundness. It was a tummy. And I had to keep saying, no, you can't airbrush it. No, leave it in. I mean, I felt afterwards, and whether it's entirely a wise thing to do, I don't know. And then I thought, and it looks very creased as well. But that was my fault, because I really put the fear of God into them. And it was only because I felt I really didn't want to become what I'm not. And, you know, I'm all for taking exercise so that I can eat as much as I can without getting too huge. But nevertheless, I didn't want to be turned into a plastic creation. Not that I'm saying everyone wanted to, but I think that is in all forms of television, whatever country you're in, that is the sort of automatic route people take to perfect you. And as human beings, we are flawed. And it would make me more anxious to hide my flaws than to reveal them. So it's not because it wasn't out of some lofty mission, to be honest. It was because it would just make me feel, oh, how can I walk into a room? Because there's only so long I can hold my tummy in without breathing. So I wouldn't want to have to pretend to be something I'm not, just for my own anxiety levels.
I like it as a reality check. Nigella, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.